Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Remember shark cartilage and its potential effect to cure cancer? Wow, that was a bad one. Of course it didn't work. Although its heydays are gone, and I'm glad about it, there's still the myth that could help to fight cancer. I remember when the idea first arose. It was in 1992 when a person's name was William Lane came out with a book called Why Sharks Don't Get Cancer. Of course, the whole book was more of a fairy tale than anything, but the people believed in it and soon bought powdered cartilage or pressed into pellets. What I was most surprised when I read the book, yes, I actually read it, were all the factual errors. But it seemed that no one really cared. This book was a huge seller. So you can imagine that all of a sudden there was new hope for people fighting cancer. I still remember, that is now 25 years ago, that an old woman wrote me a letter and asked me about the potency of shark cartilage as a cure for cancer. Her main reason for contacting me was that this powder, which was suggested by her medical doctor, cost so much it used up to close to 30% of her monthly pension. Of course, I wrote her to drop the prescription right away she got from her doctor and save the money. But I also felt sorry for her to bust the bubble of hope since she indeed had cancer. But still, what is wrong with people like this William Lane character who suggests to take a potion that they offer through the factories knowing that it has no effect? It's one thing to cheat people, healthy people, but take advantage of sick people? That is a whole different category. People like this Lane character made money by giving false hope to people who were ill. Now that's really, really sick. Mind you, Lane did not just write the book. He also had a factory that quote-unquote produced the cartilage pellets. Such practice is fraud. In the United States, the Federal Trade Commission actually took legal action against such fraudulent promoters. Back when, manufacturer of shark cartilage supplements provided anecdotal testimonials from people that claimed to have experienced relief, at least from arthritis, as a result of taking shark cartilage. And today, you can still get shark cartilage that supposedly helps to fight arthritis. It's pretty bad. And all the so-called studies and trials here I referred to cancer were performed, guess where? Cuba. And you couldn't get actually these studies in scientific papers. You just got it in this Lane book. But if he had never dealt with a graph or figure that reflects scientific results, you most likely would be blinded by these things. Unfortunately, even 2018, it still happens that researchers fake results for the sake of their fame. Anyway, right-minded scientists, the good ones, showed more often than not that the cartilage has no effect. But it took many years to fight cartilage as a potential remedy. Even the Mayo Clinic published a study stating, and I quote, that the trial was unable to demonstrate any suggestion of efficacy for the shark cartilage product in patients with advanced cancer. I'm happy that this hype died down, or even died out, but still. But you know what was really interesting, or is really interesting? That there is actually an active substance in shark cartilage that prevents angiogenesis. Angiogenesis is the building of blood vessels. However, the same amount you find in shark cartilage, this active substance, can also be found in the cartilage of a pig's ear. So sharks are nothing special when it comes to this active substance. But of course, it doesn't really have a ring to it. You say, well, sharks have this active substance. It is like early evolution. It's a mysterious animal. But if you say, well, eat pig's ears and you have the same effect, it just doesn't fly. And since people swallowed this cartilage pellets, the active substance, of course, was suggested even before it could have taken effect. If you wanted to get something out of this active substance, an enema would have been the only solution. And I think that kills it right there. But what I'm curious about is, of course, why sharks should not get cancer. Cancer is something that you find in all animals. If you look up the definition of cancer, it says A group of diseases involving abnormal cell growth with the potential to invade or spread to other parts of the body. Of course, not all groups of these cells, which we commonly call tumors, must be bad. There are also the benign tumors, which do not spread to other parts of the body. Anyway, sharks may not be riddled with tumors, but they still get them. But although it seems that sharks are rather resistant to cancer, it's just a rumor that we can't really prove. And why is that? Because if the shark is really full of cancer and can't really swim any more than efficiently or is really sick, it will be taken out by other sharks. So we just don't really know. Just because surveys reveal only a small percentage of sharks carry cancer cells does not mean that the majority is free of them. Again, since sick animals are normally taken out by others. So what we see may be the sharks who survived long enough or remained strong enough to be included in this survey, actually caught by fishermen. Still, sharks seem to have a very robust physiology and wounds heal rather quickly. Anyway, the shark cartilage active substance is not better than the ones you find in pigs and other mammals' cartilages. When I fought against this idiotic idea in the very early 90s, I remember that you could go to the pharmacy and not just get the cartilage, but also William Lane's book right next to it. When we realized what is going on, and this was back in Switzerland, we launched a campaign against the distributors. And you can imagine, these distributors really threatened to sue us and this and that, but well, they had the burden of proof. We made it happen that any pharmacy still selling that stuff was not allowed to call it a remedy anymore, but a food supplement, and in addition to, they were not allowed to sell the book at the same time. We came a long way since then, but still, people may not kill sharks for the cartilage skeleton anymore, but their fins. And that is also equally bad. Of course, if you ask a fisherman in the early 90s when he finned the shark, his answer was because the shark was killed for its cartilage. And if you ask the person who retrieved the cartilage, he said that the shark was killed for its fins. Cartilage does not have an effect when it comes to cancer and likewise is not a stimulant to increase male erection. Anyway, trials showed no effect for the benefit of a person's health, but it showed, and that's important, potentially toxic compounds linked to Alzheimer's disease and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. So you better stay away from it. Fins, cartilage, the whole thing. But easier said than done, right? When studies came out showing that mercury is accumulated in shark fins, what has the effect to increase impotence, this fact was largely ignored. So shark cartilage, and that is what you eat when taking shark fin soup, has no positive effect on someone's libido, but the opposite. I just hope that people do not come up with another idea where sharks could cure something. On one side, sharks are hated. On the other, they're slaughtered for imaginary remedies and enhancements. It's unbelievable. But you know what? There's something really, truly twisted here. The most hated animals on the planet are the ones who can save our oceans and, by extension, our planet. Isn't that amazing? So a rethinking of the shark issue must happen now, before it is too late, and, of course, forever. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it's a privilege to be among them.